2:42 here on The Mindset on the Big 550 KTRS. Okay, Mike Flynn from PunchingKitty.com is in studio with us. Hi, Mike. Good to see you.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, we got a couple of stories got to get through here very quickly. We're going to talk social media with you in just a second, okay?
Okay.
Play along. Feel free to play along.
Okay. Trish. We'll do.
Okay, this is this history lesson that I've been talking about for the past couple of days, but then stuff happens and I couldn't
actually
get to it.
I'm excited. Today.
Okay, so yeah, it's a big day.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of waiting until you got here. Okay, these are phrases that came about in America, but there's actually history lessons behind them of how the phrases came out. For example, back when in the olden days, my grandfather had a newspaper. They had a movable type, still there. And a movable type had the press that would go along the bottom here, and then the paper would go up and over the top and then come back down.
Okay.
So in order to print on that paper, you had to line up all the letters backwards. And as it's going over, you would push the big teletype thing here up against the paper, so everything had to be backwards and turned around so that when you pushed it up against the paper, it printed out right. Okay, so when young apprentices like Mark Twain started working in the newspaper, they would often make one big mistake with their letters. They would put the P's in the place of the Q's. So you came up with?
Mind your P's and Q's.
Right, that's one way. That's one area where that came from. And then other people will say, well, pints and quarts in the early days of alcohol brewing. They were close enough that you would get mistaken and you would give somebody a pint or a quart, vice versa. So mind your P's
and
Q's.
Give us another
one. I like this one. A bath back in the 1800s consisted of a big tub filled with hot water. The man of the house.
Okay, it stayed the same.
Not a lot of movement in bath technology. Yeah.
Here's the difference. The man of the house had the privilege of taking the bath first, he had nice, clean water. Next, the sons came in. You only had one big tub of hot water for the entire family. Next, the sons came in. Next, mom would take a bath until you got to the very bottom of the family chain, which would be the young girls and the babies. And by that time, the water was disgusting. You couldn't even see the bottom anymore. So what phrase do you think came from that? Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Because the baby was the very last. You haven't heard that, really?
No.
Director Karen knew it. She did a nice job.
Heard it a few times.
You will get a prize. Okay. I'll find something for you. Okay, I love this one. Back in the olden days, our parents and grandparents, the old houses, they didn't have shingles for the roofs, obviously. The only thing you had was thatch. And, obviously, heat rises. So, in the winter, the heat would go up through the thatch, and so animals, including your cats and dogs, would go up on top of the roof.
Okay.
And that's where they would sleep at night. Sometimes, though, in the winter, especially in the Northeast, it would rain in the evenings, and the thatch would get extremely slick, which came
raining
cats
and
dogs
because they would slide off the thatch and then fall to the ground in the middle. Isn't that a great story?
That's good.
Okay.
I'm on board with that one.
What was the one you mentioned, fall off the wagon?
Jumping on. I already gave it to you. Okay, back when Mark Twain was young, they would, whenever the circus would come to town, every old main street in most of these old cities, like Marceline, where he was at, had a mile-long strip through the middle of town. And so you would always know when the circus was coming to town because the band would line up on one side of town and they would start playing. Okay, you'd hear the band playing, you'd have the animals and everything else going through town. And so the kids always knew that the circus, the end of the parade was over when the bandwagon got there. But they didn't have a place for the circus. It'd have to be a mile outside of town where the animals could stay and such. So if you wanted to get out to where the circus was,
you
jumped on the bandwagon because that was your only way to get out to where the circus was at the end.
Okay.
So, all right, I'll do one more here. I'm taking up too much time. What's a good one? Okay, this one. Bread was divided according to status back in the feudal days. The workers got the burnt bottom of the loaf, the families got the middle, the guests got the top. The wealthy, the guests got the top. Thus came the phrase, the upper crust. Because they were the best of the best, that's where the phrase, the upper crust. I have a bunch more. If you want that, I'll shoot it along to you in an email out of time. That's not why Mike's here. Mike, you're here.
Yeah.
Website, punchingkitty.com. We talk a lot about social media,
mm-hmm.
and we have no idea what we're talking about. That's why you're here.
Especially Google Buzz. I mean, everybody's talking about Google Buzz, and
I don't know what it is.
I don't know
brand
what it
new.
Is.
It just appeared out of nowhere.
It did.
Yeah.
Do you have to have a Google Mail account to use Google Buzz?
Yes. You have to have a Google account.
Okay.
So what's the what is Google Buzz anyway?
So Google Buzz is Google's attempt to try to diffuse everyone loving Facebook so much and Twitter and all these things that get a lot of attention. So they made this system bolted onto your Gmail, which is actually is getting a lot of flack for that. We can get to later, but they just bolted on the system where you could put little status updates of, you know, going to the park or
so same concept as
yeah,
Facebook.
Same
and
kind of
you know. Twitter and Facebook, only Google's mad because they didn't have a piece of
exactly.
the pie.
So it's a little more than Twitter, but a little less than Facebook. You can put pictures with your status updates, you know, because Twitter's only text.
Uh-huh.
So you can put pictures with it and videos with it, YouTube, of course, also Google.
Okay, everybody's saying this is the next big thing. Everybody's going crazy about this. Trish was looking on a website and it was peeking out at the top. That big of a deal or no? Is this something we all need to get on board with?
Not right now, probably. We'll see. You're going to have to see where these things shake out with. And right now, it's getting a lot of bad press because of the privacy concerns that people have had with Google. Because what they did is, as a feature, they said, well, we'll make you automatically be friends with everyone you email the most. Well, sometimes people don't want to have
right.
who they
what
email.
If you're secretly emailing?
What if it's
yeah.
my mistress? Yeah. What if
or
it's
what
my...
if you're trying to get another job?
Exactly.
Oh wow.
And well, that's no good.
Yeah. The
I
big
like
the big case was there was a blog that someone it was a profanity laden blog, but it's a blog this lady wrote that was angry at Google because she had been auto followed by her abusive ex boyfriend she's been trying to hide from the last 3 months
oh,
or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And now she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And Google actually apparently did contact her and tried to make it right. But I mean, it's kind of, you
yeah,
know,
what do you, yeah.
a little
been
late
done.
At that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So if there's a lot of people who want to do Facebook, they want to do Twitter, they want to do Buzz, but it's just a little overwhelming.
Sure.
Is there a good guide for us dummies out there?
As in what to use if you want to get started kind of a thing?
Or just to walk you through the ropes. I don't know.
Well, you know, all these things, you can just kind of do what you want with them. You don't have to do everything. If you just want to sign up for Facebook just so people can see your email address so someone from high school can find you again, you don't have to do anything. You just sign up the one time and just leave it alone. That's what my mom does, actually.
Okay.
I mean, she does a few status updates, but it's really about having old classmates find her and stuff like that.
It's a great point. How many of these do you need to be a part of? Because our engineer, Mike Breitenstein, brought in a list the other day of the current social networking sites. And what was in that one page, there were 40.
Yeah.
You know, do you really need to be a part of Dig and Buzz and Facebook and MySpace
LinkedIn.
And Ride?
Yeah.
You know, at some point. Yeah. People are going to rebel and say, eh, heck with that. I'm done.
Well, because of that, a lot of them are sharing information. So, for instance, for Buzz, you can link it to your Twitter account. So if you tweet something, it will automatically go into your Buzz account because they know no one's going to be on all these things.
It's
so they
hard.
Share data. And Facebook is just a lot of things, too, where they share. You can bring in your photos from another account or whatever. So really, I would focus, if you're just going to pick a couple, pick the biggest ones. Facebook has 400 million people on it.
And a lot of older people now.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the fastest growing users of Facebook,
yeah.
right? Like
oh,
the
yeah.
baby boomers and older than, I mean, my yep. mom's on it too.
I feel too much pressure now because you hear of all these different groups that you might be associated with and they have their own. Somebody brought me one the other day. It was St. Lou Jew. It's for all the Jewish guys and gals to get together. Like, how can you keep track of all this stuff?
The best one is the beautiful people, which you have to be invited to.
Oh, God.
You have to submit a picture. And only if you're rated enough, then you can come into
it. We just had them on the air.
Yeah. They're great. And they kicked a bunch of people off because they got fat over the
yes.
holidays.
You know what?
Yes.
Yeah. Just like our talk on religion. If you don't want to abide by our
right.
rules, then you get out.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. By the way, punchingkitty.com. What is that? Tell us more about your website. We have about 45 seconds here.
So it's just a local blog. It's all about St. Louis. Basically, we just take pot shots at weird news stories and things like that.
Yeah,
how many
sometimes
shots?
He's not very nice.
Oh,
that's but it's funny.
No,
it's
funny. She's right. I'm pretty mean sometimes.
I mean,
but
he hasn't been mean
funny.
To us yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's time.
Yet. Yeah, you know, there's still a lot of time.
Yeah. After we leave here, we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
All right, punchingkitty.com. We'll link it up to our website.
Sure.
Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate your time
No problem.
Today. Mike Flynn from punchingkitty.com. So if you want to keep up on the St. Louis stuff, there you go. You got a website now. 251 here on The Mindset on the Big 550 KTRS.